Only 26 of Florida's 67 counties have a methadone clinic. And over the past 4 years, the state has issued only 2 licenses for new methadone treatment centers. That means during an opioid crisis that killed 2,800 Floridians in 2016, addicts in rural counties have to drive long distances for daily treatments. Health News Florida's Julio Ochoa rode along with 2 women from Citrus County on their daily trek to the closest methadone clinic. We're not using their last names to protect their identities.
How are you this morning?
Good. How you doing, Amy?
It's not even 6 a.m. when Amy and Christy begin a 45-minute drive south. They're headed to a clinic in Hernando County where they will get a dose of methadone. They take this trip 7 days a week, they say, to keep from relapsing into the pill addiction that nearly destroyed their lives. But it's not an easy commute from their homes in Citrus County, about 90 minutes north of Tampa.
She's driving from her house, right where we were, all the way to my house, which is like, what, 15 minutes away?
Yeah.
Then we drive all the way down here, all the way back, and then she goes back home.
That's Amy, a 36-year-old mother of 2 grown children. She's friendly and talkative with loads of energy. And you can't tell from talking to her that she's been an addict most of her adult life. After going through rehab for cocaine, Amy says she was diagnosed with a brain tumor in her early 20s. Her cancer treatment included pain management. One doctor, she says, fed her addiction.
She was giving me all kinds of stuff.
Like what?
240, 30 milligram oxycodones, 120, 15 milligram oxycodone, 60 methadone, and 120 Xanax bars.
Wow, was that a month?
That was a month.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm still alive or how I didn't die.
It took years before she found the closest methadone clinic in the next county. Operation PAR provides counseling and treatment like methadone in a freestanding office building in a neighborhood off US 19. It was there that she met Christy, a 39-year-old single mother who also lives in Citrus County. Amy actually pulled up beside Christy at a stoplight on the long drive to the clinic.
And I could see she was crying and in the car, and I'm like, wow, she must be really having a bad day. Well, it just ended up that we pulled into the parking lot at the same time.
Christy's mother had recently died. She felt alone battling her addiction while raising her 7-year-old son. She wasn't sure she could make it home that day when she approached Amy.
She's been in a bad situation. She came up to me and told me, like, I need help, and I don't know if I can make it home.
I had no gas.
I said, you know what, let me take you to the gas station. I put $10 in her gas tank and bought her a drink, and we've been friends ever since. So
Christy started using drugs in 2011, not long after her son was born. She was having lower back pain, and a friend introduced her to painkillers, Vicodin and morphine.
And I started just taking a couple of those a day, and I don't even remember anything after that. It happened so fast. It was out of control, I mean, within a matter of months.
A friend told Christy about the methadone clinic, where she's been a patient for about 2 years. It's still dark out when the car pulls into the clinic's parking lot 45 minutes later. There's a flurry of activity with cars pulling in and out and people entering and leaving the building. Some arrive in taxi cabs. Many are dressed like they're heading to work. We weren't allowed to record inside the clinic, so Christy explains the process.
After they check you in, you go into a line to wait to go to the dosing window to get your meds.
The liquid methadone is dispensed in little paper cups. On some days, the clinic requires patients to take a drug test or speak with a counselor. Most days, Amy and Christy are in and out within about 10 minutes. Back in the car, the women don't seem any different than they were before they took the methadone. The drug is a slow-acting opioid that doesn't create a high when taken in low doses. But they say the drug has allowed them to pause their addiction while they put their lives in order.
When you get into treatment and your life starts to get better, and you start to accumulate all those things that you never thought you'd get back, you have a light at the end of the tunnel, and you start to move forward and say, you know what, maybe this is possible. Maybe I can get my family back. Maybe I can get my kids back. And you get a little bit of hope.
They say hope is what keeps them coming back, day after day. For Health News Florida, I'm Julio Ochoa in Tampa.
Later today, you'll hear about the Florida law that has kept more methadone clinics from opening.